Здравствуйте, дорогие товарищи. Сегодня у нас необычный...
Hello, dear friends. We have a very special evening lesson. We want to listen to the morning lesson. We're going to see what special events there was, relive it. We will discuss it in the 10, all kinds of questions that were raised in the lesson, and we will read excerpts. We forgot to introduce ourselves. I am Vasily, and this is Andrei.
Ну, давай отрывочек почитаем.
Да, начнем с отрывка.
We're from the same time.
Start with the excerpt that we started the morning lesson with. This is the excerpt number 6 from Shamati.
Все, что ему представляется, послано ему Творцом. Для того,
it is known that nothing appears in its true form, only through its opposite, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. This means that everything points to another, and by the opposite of something, the existence of its opposite can be revealed. Everything that appears to our eyes is but what the Creator wants us to attain, the way we do, since there are ways by which to achieve the complete goal. Yes, it is not so simple to merit adhesion with the Creator. It requires great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence, believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the creatures in a manner of good and doing good, and saying they have eyes but not see. Our sages said, Habakkuk came and described them to one, as it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. It means that one need not engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, a rule, which is faith in the Creator. This is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason. There's power in the faith. Through it, one comes to hate the separation. This is considered faith indirectly makes him hate the separation.
Of course, we need to listen to Rav's advices. Let's listen. I have a friend, Alex, Sasha, more friends in the 10. What does it mean that we, between us, accept the clothing of Creator?
To the extent that you can be like in bestowal to the friends, you get this dressing from the Creator, which is bestowal.
What does it mean that we resemble him? Where is this check? Do we resemble him in the connection?
Well, first I have to try to give, and only then in this bestowal I can see how much I'm like the Creator. Only in this I could start to feel the Creator. And in this feeling, and to this extent, you could feel it.
How can I still build this returning light? Do I do it with one friend and then another, and then afterwards all of us together? What does it mean to build the returning light?
Until you do this to the maximum, you won't feel it. Right now you're just saying words. Just try to realize this practically.
Ну, давайте начнем как раз реализовывать эти вещи на практике. Мы бы хотели...
So let us start realizing these things practically. We're going to choose a focus group. It's going to be Zichron 1. It's a great big 10, powerful. And the rest of the friends, please move to groups so that no two people will stand in the 10. At least 5, so we can build a powerful kli, so we can draw the Creator to it.
Okay, let's discuss the following question. Under what conditions I can demand the quality of bestowal, and what am I doing throughout the day for it? Under which conditions can I demand this strength to bestow, and what do I do throughout the day for it?
What do you say? Do we need another clip, or is it enough? I think it's enough.
А как нам услышать фокус-группу, вопрос?
How can we hear the focus group? No sound.
We can't hear the focus group. Sorry.
שידור, האם אתם שומעים את זיכרון? יופי, אז אנחנו נמשיך.
All right, we're going to continue now. We need to give our best efforts in order to reach the qualification, the real qualification from the depth of the heart. And every time we fail, we receive more deficiency for it, so that the Creator would come and work. We always try and fail and then justify Him. And every day we continue.
Yeah, this is what the Creator wants, so we would just demand from Him. He just wants to help us. We must just always ask. Arik.
First of all, we need to do every day what the Kabbalists tell us to do. We shouldn't try and reinvent the wheel. What Rabash says, what Rav says, that means be in the lessons, connect between us, and disseminate. As much as we do all these things, lessons, dissemination, and connection, we're going to achieve the revelation of Creator.
Yeah, this list is pretty clear. We must nullify our ego so we come to bestowal. Even with a little drop of ego, you can't enter. And all these instructions that are given to us on how to unite in the group are guiding us into this direction. And besides that, everything that friends said, Haim.
Chaim. Yes, hello friends. Really, I join all what the friends said. Every action we do towards connecting the 10 and the group, every action which is against the will to receive, really, it is an action that draws the reforming light. And in that way, we receive the force of bestowal and resemble the Creator, Shaul.
Yes, we can only influence the place that allows for bestowal. When 10 people are just per, you know, in perfection, in likeness to the Creator, building the deficiency, all the rules of Rabash to be like the Creator, and only participate in bestowal, participate in the lessons, push the friends, give them importance, and all the actions that Rabash has written about, and we just need to implement all of them, and really deserve this, to pray, to demand. We don't have the strength to ask, and only then we must pray. Igal?
Yes, the force of his soul is something that reaches from above. We need in every action to do what the Creator wants to do. He wants to bestow good to the whole world. And we, in all our actions, if it's studying, if it's dissemination, connecting with the friends, we must tune ourselves to this bestowal. Israel, please continue.
Okay, I'll skip a turn since I just entered. Let's let Israel continue. In this mutual guarantee between each other, we create this place where the Creator can be revealed, and every day we do work for this, and it starts with the morning lesson, and it continues in the Zooms throughout the day. Everything we do together, we have all the right conditions to try to bestow our education, and this light will give us strength, and that's how we'll progress. Uri?
Yes, I agree with all the friends. The moment I entered and I'm hearing the answers, it's exactly what we do every day. The morning lesson, we gather strength from there, and then we bestow to the friends, through the friends. Zoom meetings, and remind each other every time. Give examples, and show the efforts. And we do it all from the center of the 10, together. And we're doing as much as we can, despite the disturbances. Yossi.
Yes, I would also say that we need to pay attention to the correct parts and realize what's happening around us. Just lay the stones for our path. In the relations between people, try everything you can. Dudu?
I've already spoke. And the qualification for a request is only for the friends and not for me. So it doesn't matter which situation, state I am in. It is most important to just keep doing it for the friends. Mainly for the friends. And what do I do for it? I first of all disseminate. It's the most important action. It is bestowal. And I try to encourage the friends to do it also, together. There is a friend that I want him to speak, but I can't read his name. Danny?
Shalom, chavarim, gdolei hador, shomim oti?
Hello, friends, the greatest in generation. Yeah, it's exactly what do we do every day. Me and Uri came here to feel your huge hearts. to hear you, to impress ourselves, and that's all our work, above reason. Came here to feel you guys.
Давайте попробуем подвести какой-то итог. Если кому есть что сказать, пожалуйста, оставляйте вопросы.
Thank you, friends. Let us try to summarize. Please raise the question marks.
Такие мощные ребята и такое большое количество товарищей создают прямо мощь объединения. Выставляйте знаки вопроса, кто хочет поделиться.
I really enjoyed the Khunyakov. There are very powerful friends there. And so please raise the question marks. Whoever wants to share, give impressions and even practical advice, how do we reach the force of Stol?
Хаврим,
hello to everyone. Yeah, it looks like in these 10 minutes of a workshop and this this energy, this flow going between us every time we pass the words, every time we pass the emotions, and just as the Creator is revealed, it's really unfathomable what's happening between us. So thank you to every point in the heart that is here right now. Thank you.
Спасибо, Сибирь. Не будем оставлять Сибирь. Следующая фокус-группа у нас из Новосибирска.
Thank you, Sibir. We're not going to leave Sibir. So the next focus group is going to be Novosibirsk. So let's watch the next clip.
Доброе утро, дорогой учитель. Спасибо.
Бокатов, мой якал.
Good morning, dear teacher. I'm based on this faith above reason. How do we do this?
I demand that I will have the force of bestowal. But what can I? When can I demand? When I am in bestowal towards the friends, and I want to bestow, and I want to help. I'm in the 10. I want to help and I want to bestow to the 10, and I can't. You remember the example when the person takes a sack, strong sack on his back, it's hard for him, and then he can't hold it and he yells, "Help me," and then he's helped because he already started the work and it could fall. So I'm in this kind of state in the 10 that I want to help them more and more, and then I yell to the Creator, "Help me," and then He helps. You understand? Now you're going to do for the rest of the day these exercises with the group and the Creator, and then tomorrow you're going to tell us. That's it. You're going to be an example for us.
Yeah, it's an amazing excerpt. When we were preparing, we listened to it 3 or 4 times, and still it was hard to understand what kind of practical actions we should do. So let's discuss in the 10 what practical actions, and we'll ask Shidur to play the clip again, so it's really in our heart.
Good morning, dear teacher. The question is, the faith above reason, it is found that you can relate to it in a practical manner.
Yeah, exactly. How do you do it? I must demand, so I would have the force of bestowal, but when can I demand this? When I exist in this bestowal towards the friends, and I want to bestow, I want to help. I exist in the 10, I want to help, I want to give to the 10, but I can't. Do you remember the example when a person lifts a heavy bag onto their back and can't hold it and is screaming, help me. And people help. Why? Because he already started the work. So if I exist in this state, in the 10, when I want to help them more and more, and I'm screaming to the Creator, help me, and he helps. Understand? Now, throughout the day, you will do these exercises with the 10 and with the Creator, and tomorrow you will tell us. That's it. You will be an example for us.
Focus group is Novosibirsk, and the question is, what actions would lead me to turn to the Creator?
So Rav said very precisely what we should do. For example, in our 10 we have goodbye, and when something is not working, you plan a Zoom and it doesn't happen, and you pray for the to the friends, to the Creator, to have mercy. You feel this sack.
Yes, and the sack is not empty. In the sack is the love of friends. And there is so much love inside that you need to share it. At the same moment, you need to turn to them and say, friends, my beloved brothers, please help me. And this is the prayer for the Creator towards through the friends. Alexander.
Yeah, I think that depends on our intention. If we invest ourselves into the group, into the 10, with the help of the friends, we can't reach anything without the help of the Creator. And from this despair, we reach this despair, and only from the 10 we can demand, and only then we'll get the answer from the Creator and get this quality of bestowal. Maxim?
Yes, Vursov spoke in the morning lesson that the being tied to the 10, it gives you the ability to be in bestowal. And in that same moment, you understand you don't have this force of bestowal. And here, there is room to turn to the Creator. And the Shatz and Gabbai parts that serve the 10, the responsibilities reveal. There is always room to ask. It doesn't matter which part in the 10, which jobs. This builds the place to turn to the Creator.
Yeah, everyone is Shatz and Gabbai. How else can it be? So this sack, your own bag. What am I doing all this? If I'm doing it for the friends, if I feel this dependency, then. But if I'm carrying this bag correctly myself, then no. So, only with the connection with the friends we can feel this. Who hasn't spoken? Sergei?
Ну да, это получается так, что я хочу отдавать товарищам в десятки, но у меня нет этого.
Yes. So it happens that I want to give to the friends in the 10, but I do not have the quality of bestowal. So I do my part, and here I start to yell to the Creator, and this is where He helps. When I do every inch of effort to bestow.
Yes, of course. So this is not it's not a passive quality for us. So as we start to work in the group, we realize we can't do it, can't connect, can't unify, and we have this opportunity for help. This is where the Creator finishes the work for us. Not sure who to pass it to.
If we will think that we are used to this sack, but if you take another person's sack, it will be heavier. And then you're asking from the Creator, and you're asking for your sack and the friend's sack. Vlad.
Yeah, these actions will force me to turn to the Creator. So why did I come to the lesson? I came to learn to bestow, and I asked the Creator to change us, change our qualities so we could feel each other. We could feel the desire of each one, and so we can become as one man with one heart. And with this, I turn to the Creator. And not for individual fulfillment, but that's opposite quality. So instead of individual desire, I turn to the Creator so He could change not just me, but entire 10. So there would be a Kli. Next.
Yes, and truly, the 10 has already learned how to bestow, and only you are running with this sack until you're gonna straighten yourself and realize that you have these big brothers in the 10 where the Creator bestows. And the only person that is running with the sack until he's gonna throw it or will come to the friend and ask, help, help me. Show me how to minimize myself.
The most important is to learn to nullify yourself before the friends, so your desires will become like their desires, and our common desires to come to love friends. And if each one will nullify before each other, then we'll have the right prayer with the one intention towards the Creator. Maxim?
Yes,
it becomes clear that the friends are holding all the sacks you need to carry, and you, also you are in their hands. When you realize it, then the request of the Creator appears that He will help you carry, take this work, and really serve the 10, and through the 10 to serve Him, Misha.
Yes, this state, you start to understand, some friends are uplifting you, and some friends are quote-unquote not so inspired. So those and these are just playing this whole picture for you to awaken the concern. As concern of the Creator, and in both cases, everyone will feel this desire for bestowal. Sergei?
конечно же, принизить себя в первую очередь перед товарищами, иначе, ну, как я и...
First of all, annul yourself towards the friends. This is me, little, and I also want to give. And I'm in the hands of the friends, and I'm taking them in my hands. All this I want, and I even don't want to desire it. But I turn to the Creator so that I will desire it. All of this in order to desire it.
Yes, of course. No, who is behind the Creator? Behind the friends, is the Creator. And the help comes from the friends because behind them is the Creator. And I see all this, it all happens in nullification and unity that we build in the group.
Товарищи, давайте поделимся практическими советами. Какие упражнения?
Friends, let us share practical advices. What exercises are we gonna do according to Rav's advices?
Whoever can put up the questions, we can hear you so we can become one man. Is one heart. Let's share and attend how we can become one man with one heart and become like 110.
Volga wants to say.
Thank you. Big thank you to allow us to touch the morning lesson once again. So in our discussions, we recalled Rav Ash's famous question, why didn't you ask? So we have this basically one action is to ask. But there's a problem. This request must be such that it completely consumes and only the friends are left. And there is this eye of a needle through which we reach eternity together. Next.
Ну, я вижу, Петактику 29 еще есть. Давайте у нее спросим.
I see PT29. Let us ask them.
Thank you so much. From one side, it's the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator. And from the other side, it's a prayer for our soul. For the 10, for the friends, for the group in which our soul exists. And then this prayer is for the friends. It's a common prayer. And from this we come to it. L'chaim, friends.
Moscow 7 wants to share.
Okay, we'll share. We have these states when the friends see that they are in completely the opposite state. And this is like the happiest moment. And when the friend declares this, that all the friends can raise a genuine prayer to pull this friend out of the state. And so especially... So we have the opportunity to pray for this friend. This friend gets these difficult states. L'chaim b'nei Baruch. Andre, you're beautiful.
Какой семинар, какой мощный отрывок, какой мощный вопрос. Давайте дальше.
What a seminar. Powerful. And this powerful excerpt. Let us read it.
Хорошо. Говори.
Let's give PT 20 to say another word.
It's difficult for me to speak. I'm not used to it. But the where I started, the group I started with, Kabbalah, and the friends always supported me when I was in this long time descent. So thank you to the instructors that are conducting these workshops. So we have this getting closer to the Creator, revelation of the Creator, because in the workshop it's this unification of the hearts. So l'chaim to all of you, and big thank you to all.
Right, let's give the word to BBUK, and they are also going to be the focus group next.
Yeah, friends, amazing, amazing. Thank you very much for this workshop, for this lesson. Just to share, the place where we find the real, true request to the Creator, when one of the friends say that we need to dance. So we start to dance. We call it Amnon's dance, please, friends. That was our request to the Creator. I mean, this way we raise the mood to each other. How this is important that we do it together for the world clean, for the love, for the Creator, in one heart, together, friends. Thank you.
Отлично, этот танец можно использовать, когда будет песня в конце урока. Все давайте станцуем танец Амнона.
All right, so this 10 we can use in the last song. We're all gonna dance Amnon's dance. And now the excerpt, number 7.
We see that there is a great difference between faith, seeing, and knowing. Something that can be seen and known, if the mind asserts that it is worthwhile to do the thing and he decides on it once, that decision is enough regarding that thing that he decided on. In other words, he executes according to how he had decided. This is so because the mind accompanies him in every single act so as not to break what the mind had told him and lets him understand by 100% to the extent that the mind brought him to the decision he has reached. However, faith is a matter of potential agreement. In other words, he overpowers the mind and says that it is indeed worthwhile to work, and faith asserts to work above reason. Hence, faith above reason is useful only during the act when he believes. Only then is he willing to exert above reason in the work. Conversely, when he leaves faith for but a moment, meaning when faith weakens for a brief moment, he immediately seizes the Torah and the work. It does not help him that a short while ago he took upon himself the burden of faith above reason. Baal Salam, Shamadi, Article 34.
And let us watch a clip. I spoke about it in the middle of the, in the start of the 10, how much the force of bestowal is so important to hold, that he can always run, but the force of reception, it comes from nature, and it always demands of us to fulfill him. As much as the force of reception is very strong, and he always pushes us and manages us, and the force of bestowal, if we achieve it for a little, then only how we hold it, and even when we hold it, it runs away. It's truly so.
Теперь обсуждаем вопрос в десятке. Что значит обновлять силу?
Okay, we'll discuss the workshop in the 10. What does it mean? What does it mean to renew the force of bestowal? BBUK.
Rich John, start, brother.
What does it mean to renew the force of bestowal? We know that bestowal is at faith, above reason, it's connection, it's bina, it's all those qualities of the Creator that we're trying to obtain. And how do we do that? We can only do that with this specific environment in the society where we overcome, where we dress and clothe the will to receive, and we seek and practice the will to bestow, only with friends.
Yes, we do that in the space between us, within this environment, within this group, within our covenant, within our mutual guarantee. That's the space, that's the field where we can tap into the frequency of the Creator, only together. Pandu?
Well, as renew, it means that there is a cycle. So we go like a pendulum from Bina to Malchut, and we always want to go for bestowal. And this renewal is, we do it every day. And when we wake up for the morning lessons, we feel tired, but we want to hear, and we want to feel the friends, and we want to feel the gap that we have between us. And the force of bestowal can only be attained when we gather together and we pray collectively from our heart. Sasha?
Thanks. Exactly. It's like only from the feeling that all that matters in this life is the points in the heart of the friends. When we feel that that's the only part of the reality that's really in the level of Adam, yeah, what is called Adam, the upper part of the whole reality, the whole universe, when we can really feel that the importance of the even very small intention of the friends, whatever, yeah, even point in the heart, one point. But we have to gather all these points and to feel that this is the best present we could get in this life. And we have to appreciate it very much and to do everything to bestow back from this unity to Creator. Avi?
שאנחנו בוחרים את הכוח הזה של בינינו, שהוא יהיה כוח החיים עבורנו. זהו.
Yeah, and we constantly choose it over everything else. Life deals us cards constantly, states, ups, downs, and all these things. But we want to ascribe everything to that force and never to forget about that, and also to remind the friends about that and to tell people about it, and to be always, to create that sea around us, around each and every one of us. And we are connected. You know, we are these islands that are connecting and want to spread his power, his force. Thomas?
Well, I think that's why we all came here, just to, you know, inspire our society to help each other, you know, to advance, you know, on this special path. And the way we're renewing that, you know, by being in this environment, we're putting our thoughts, and we, you know, again, remembering the importance and the greatness of, you know, working and faith above reason, just because, you know, our nature is always taking over. And I think that's why we generating this, you know, energy and the strength between us, this, you know, mutual inclusion. And each time we, you know, we want to receive a second nature and be constantly directed by the heart and mind and actions in favor of reason. Who is next? Who hasn't spoken?
Okay, I'll say myself. I still didn't, and I don't have what more to what you already said. When we are together here, guided by our desire, it comes from the center of the ten, from the Creator, directly from the Creator comes from us here. So everything starts with the lesson, with the morning lesson, and end with the evening lesson. So every day, the most important for us is to be together on the lesson. We start on the morning lesson and we end with this lesson. So the rest is just additional, like practical experience, to get some experience. But the most important for us is to study and to be together. Ariel, did you talk? Boris, sorry.
Friends, we've reached some special moment in unity together, a point where we gathered to make that request to the Creator. We all made that request. Now we've got an opportunity to make it again and renew our bond and try to feel the unity between us, even to feel each friend, all the connections between friends, much richer, much closer, like never before. And I'm asking for that, to see that in my heart. I want the Creator to truly rejoice now in this moment with us. And Ariel, Theodore wanted you to speak. I join him.
Yeah, I start with the word renew, and why the Rav wants us to share between each other why his faith had to be renewed. And it reminds me of an example of an airplane that if it stops, the engine stops making the effort and the work towards flying, automatically it's going to go down and crash. So why is faith for us something that's similar to the airplane? And it applies to the work internally before we attain spirituality, when we try to annul ourselves to the group and our friends. And if we did a lot of effort and did the right work, it will continue in spirituality. Because once we receive a little bit, the smallest degree of faith, all of a sudden we're going to receive the other side, which will disconnect us, will be the light of Homa, which all of a sudden we got an understanding of something, a higher meaning or something, and all of a sudden we realize that the reason we got there was because of the right use of faith, the faith and cancellation. And once we remember that, and we remind each other of that, that the only thing we value is the value of faith about reason, because it's the only closest thing that points towards the purpose of creation, and it will continue giving us more. Like he's saying, it will never be appreciated by the creature, the greatness of the Creator. So that quality of never enough, because what I'm seeing, I'm going to go above what I'm seeing, and I'm going to trust to the fact that the Creator wants to give us more. Then that's the effort of always keeping going above what I'm seeing and praying to the Creator, to the upper force, to continue at giving us the power of faith about reason, because it is the only way to reach what the biggest gift that he wants to give us all.
Thank you, friends, for such deep explanations. Let's watch another clip from the morning lesson.
I've heard from you, not once, that Lo Lishma is already a very high degree without talking about Lishma. You need to give effort to be in Lo Lishma. Can you explain to me?
Where is it written? It's written that Lo Lishma is called when he's striving very much to give to actions of bestowal with all of his might, but from above it's not given enough light so he could really implement it with bestowal above the ego. That means he is in Lo Lishma. That's it. He really wants to do this, but from above there's not enough light. That means Lo Lishma.
Отлично. Ну давайте сделаем фокус группу у нас в Канаду, перенесемся в Америку.
Well, let us make Canada our focus group. We'll move to the continent of America. And the question is, what is Lishma and how do you reach it? What is Lishma and how do we reach it?
Lishma is... when really we, from our side, it's when we want all our desires to be pointed to connection with the friends for unity and love between us. Next.
Lo Lishma, when we, it's a middle of path. We have taste in bestowal, we are connected in some level, but still we cannot get rid of our egoistic intention. We still want to something in return for ourselves, and we have to work further and melt in the ten and try to do whatever our friends want.
It's in his name. That means anything in the law of love is the creator. So anything in that direction from our one desire that's we're doing from the proper intention, that's reaching Lishma. Sorry.
Always to feel what's we're missing something and what's our keeping our Kisaron, we must do the Kisaron to the our group, to connect him. And on the center, we have our ship, and we see that everyone has the center. And the here, place wanting to help us and we feel inside of us this force that's trying to cover together, and this is also
yeah, so our everyday work
So without any calculation, we are come here today on this during this workshop. We try and just to bring example to each other, and we working very hard actually every day, working very hard to just how to serve the friends, take the influence from the friends, but. Be trying, but anyway, because, for example, I was born like this with desire to receive. I have no choice because Creator created me like this. So, but anyway, I try, you know, I just make efforts to show the example to the friends. But anyway, and I can see in the end, I receive for myself. There is like a little spark, you know, oh, I receive for myself, but anyway, I'm trying. That's called Lodishma. But I want to go above this. We're coming together like a one way, one heart. We draw the picture for our next step. But in the end, okay, we can feel, we can see, oh, we're doing this for ourselves. And then we work and work, and every day our work is very, very precisely. Okay, Igor, next brother.
Yeah.
Спасибо большое, товарищи. К сожалению, время летит незаметно, как говорится.
Thank you, great friend. Yeah, it's almost like the whole hour just flew by like 1 second.
Let us summarize our Yeshivat Chaverim. Does someone has anything to say?
Казахстан рвется.
Kazakhstan is trying to break through to the Creator. Share with us.
Yes, friends. This last question was very strong. We discerned and reached a resolution that we worked so hard and we reached only Lolishma. And we have just come close to Lishma. We just tasted it. We didn't eat the whole plate. So I wish success to everyone. We have a lot of work in front of us in order to learn to bestow.
Together. Okay, well, we must give a word to Moscow number one.
Yes, we are happy to see everyone. It is truly amazing. After the lesson today, we talked, and even only the connection with friends from different countries that give the seminar, and we talk in all kinds of tens. Only this ten. Only this connection. You remember we had a lot of workshops in the lesson and now we don't have it and we now have a deficiency for it. It's like breathing in the air. It's from this inclusion in the friends, this mix in the friends. Here the Kli is built. We need to find the answers to all the questions. This is where you can find it with all the friends. I just wanted to share this. Thank you very much for all the friends that we were in the seminar today, and a huge thanks to our hosts. They're from Maiten.
Thank you so much. It was very interesting to hear from the side for your own 10. Okay, let's conclude and in a great mood conclude this evening and remember the advice of BBUK. I remember you. Song.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union.
L'amour est dans l'union, l'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour nous arriverons au but. L'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union, l'amour est dans l'union, l'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour nous arrivons au but. La 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 la. Nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour nous arrivons au
до завтрашнего утреннего урока.